Diamond Jigba! $4,000! Stop! $3,000 and a spin! Stop! Duck! Better duck, dude. Oh! Peter got you. Oh! 89.50!
Today, these three players are after high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck! And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin!
Thank you! Thank you, Rod Roddy, and welcome everyone to Press Your Luck, the most competitive game in television. And now let's meet the three players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our returning champion, Neil. Oh, Neil, you have to forgive me, Neil. I'm a little slow today since digesting all the turkey. How you feel? You got yourself $6,300?
Couldn't feel better.
I bet. You earned some interest during the time we were off there?
A little bit.
A little bit of interest.
Waiting for the statement.
Your wife still picking on you because you were SC? She's probably going a little easier on you?
A little bit.
I bet. All right, see what you can do today for us, okay?
Yeah.
Let's meet your first challenger, Dick Oldenburg. How are you, Dick?
Just fine.
Dick, I understand you are a big gambling man.
Yes. One time I was a dealer in Reno. There for 4 years.
And you had a one particular night in Reno where what happened?
Well, the cards were going against the house, and the... people who were playing at the tables walked away with about $50,000.
$50,000. Can happen, and it can happen here, Dick. Maybe you get it all back.
I hope so.
Hey, good luck to you. And our second challenger is Helen Reiner. How are you, Helen?
Hello, Peter. How are you today?
Where are you from, Helen?
I'm from Chino, California.
All right. Helen, I understand you and your husband collect animals?
He collects them, I keep them. He has a habit of bringing home strays. He's brought home two cats, two dogs. He started his fish aquarium by bringing home one from a friend and letting it get larger and larger. We've got 27 fish now.
Oh, wow. So you need some money to help feed all those fish.
That wouldn't hurt.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Players, let's start. I'm going to ask you four questions. Your correct answers are going to earn you spins on our big Press Your Luck game board. As you know, the more spins you have, obviously, the more money you can win. Our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, terrific prizes, and every time you stop the board like this... $750 in a spin. I got this game down. However, on occasion, you can hit a whammy. If you do that, he jumps up, takes away all your money, and is a very... Yeah, it's very sad. It really is. You want to avoid that. Like the plague. Ooh. And with that in mind, are you all ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Here we go. According to a study on human behavior, if a woman has wrinkles around a certain part of her face, she enjoys sex. Around what part of her face, Dick?
Her eyes.
Her eyes. If you are right, Dick, you'll pick up three spins. I'll give your answer and two others to Neil and Helen. If they're right, they'll earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer her eyes, her nose, or her mouth, Neil?
I venture to say her mouth.
Neil would say her mouth. Let's go over to Helen to see what she says.
I think the mouth has it, too.
Helen says the mouth as well. It says here that women who enjoy sex tend to have wrinkles around their mouths. Neil picks up a spin. Dick doesn't. And Helen picks up a spin. And I'll go to the next question very rapidly. Okay, coming to the next question, tossing this one, here we go. There's probably nothing like a hearty breakfast of sausage and eggs. But do you know what percentage of fat the law says sausage can have? Neil?
75%.
75 is the correct answer. 75%, 30%, or 50%? Dick?
50%.
50% says Dick. Let's go over to Helen.
I'd say 50%.
You would say 50%. Well, legally, sausage can be 50% fat. Neil stays at one. Dick picks up a spin. Is that right? And Helen picks up a spin. Goes to two. Here we go with a third question. Who is actress Marlo Thomas's well-known husband, Helen?
Danny Thomas.
Danny Thomas, all right.
Oh.
Is the correct answer Danny Thomas?
Gary Collins or Phil Donahue?
It is Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue says, Neil, let's go over to Dick.
Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue. Well, of course, Phil Donahue is Marlo Thomas's husband. All right, Neil picks up a spin. Dick picks up a spin. And Helen's a little red. Sometimes it happens. You say an answer and you go, oh, I want it back. And it's too late. And then I've got to repeat it as if I mean it. You think yours is tough. Okay, here's the fourth question. Everybody's tied with two spins. A full-size replica of the Parthenon is located in this state capital. It's called the Athens of the South, and it's the home of the Grand Ole Opry. What town is it, Helen?
Nashville.
Nashville is the correct answer. Nashville, Atlanta, or Montgomery, Neil?
I'll say Nashville.
Neil will say Nashville. Let's go over to Dick.
Unanimous, Nashville.
Nashville. The Athens of the South is indeed Nashville. Neil goes to three. Dick goes to three, and Helen buzzed in and goes to five. Well done, Helen. You can all have the chance to take those spins to the big stretch of our game board right after this. Don't go away. Prizes up here. We've got a few surprises, and we have $13,000 in cash. And just to keep you honest, we decided to put a few whammies up there as well. Now, remember, each spin can bring you up to $1,500, and that's important because the player who ends this round on top gets to play last in the final round, and obviously that's an advantage. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time if you're afraid of the whammy, and four whammies put you out of the game. Everything is at stake each time you play, and that should put the fear into you, does it? All right, let's turn those spins into dollars. Let's go to the player with the fewest spins. It's Neil and Dick, a tie. We go to the player to my left. That is Neil, our champ, with three spins and no dollars. Are you ready, Neil?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
So, big money. Big money. Stop.
Stop at $200. Into the chip. Two spins left, Neil.
We're gone.
Here we go.
Stop.
Oh. Unfortunately, he's back, Neil. You know, he ate his turkey, digested it, and came back to give us indigestion. No dollars, one spin, one whammy. What do you want to do?
We're going.
Go on, okay.
Big money, big money. Stop.
Stop at $300. All right, you're in the money column, Neil. We'll go over to Dick, who has no dollars, but he does have three spins. Let's see if he can do as well as Neil.
Big buck.
Let's go, Dick. Stop at $400. You did it. You're in first place for now. Two spins left. What's
going
the game
on,
plan? Go on, says Dick.
Big bucks.
He's
big
the gambler bucks. Amongst us. Up. $400. $800. One more spin, Dick. Going to go.
Going on.
Going on. All
big bucks this time. Big bucks.
$800. Stop. Stop at $300. Into the four figures. $1,100. $800 ahead of Neil. First place for now. But we've yet to hear from Helen. $0, five spins. Are you ready, Helen?
Oh, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at... On his rear, $0, four spins, though. You ready?
Yep, I
okay.
sure am.
Stop it. Big buck! $1,000, Helen. One fell swoop. You got yourself up to second place. $100 left. Then Dick, three spins. Let's go, she says. $1,000 on the line. $650. First place now, Helen, $1,650. $550 more than Dick. Two spins. She's going to go. Can she hold on to first place? Stop at $400. $900 more than Dick. Gonna be passed. Helen passes that spin to Dick. He's the player with the next highest amount of money. It goes to you, Dick. One spin that you've got to take. Let's see what you can do. Helen wants to hold on to first place. Dick,
big buck. Big buck.
$1,100. Stop at $300. You averted the whammy. Brings you up to $1,400. Neil's got $300. And Helen, you've got the advantage because you've got $2,050. You're in first place. And hold on, because we'll be right back with more questions, spins, and surprises right after this. players. After all, it's holiday time. We want to see you take home some money. So what I've got are four more questions, and those questions hopefully will turn into answers. And, of course, you know those answers become spins. And in this round, a spin is worth as much as $5,000. So you want to be very careful and answer these questions. The player with the most money at the end of this round gets to take it home and come back and play again tomorrow. Isn't that nice? All right, you ready?
Ready.
Here's the first one. The book American Couples tells us an alarming number of marriages now taking place will end in divorce. What fraction of these newlyweds will call it quits? Helen?
50%.
50%. Well, give me a fraction.
One half.
Okay. If you're right, you're going to pick up three spins. Is the correct answer one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Neil?
I'll say a quarter.
Neil will say one quarter, and we'll go to Dick.
Three fourths.
Three fourths. Well, we got one of each. The fraction of couples saying I do today who one day will be saying I don't anymore is one half. Helen! Terrible statistic. Neil and Dick stay in Zipland, and Helen buzzed in and she picks up a big three. Could be worth as much as $15,000, Helen. Here's the second one. Here's one for the safety conscious among us. Of every five Americans, how many use their seatbelts regularly? Helen?
Two.
Two. All right, is the correct answer two, one, or three? Neil?
I think we're pretty safety conscious. I'll say three.
Three, says Neil. Let's go to Dick.
I think it's one.
You think it's one. Out of every five motorists, sorry to say, only one is belted. Neil stays at zero. Dick picks up a spin, and Helen stays at three. Here's the third question. According to Advertising Age, what country spends the most money per person on advertising? Neil.
The United States.
All right, is the correct answer the United States, Bermuda, or Switzerland? Dick?
United States.
Dick says it's the United States. Let's go to Helen.
United States.
United States. The money spent per person for advertising is $157 per year, and the country is the United States. I'd be happy if you just sent me a check. Neil picks up spins. Three. Dick goes to two, and Helen goes to four. Here's the fourth and final question. Many of us are already getting excited about next year's Summer Olympics. So tell me, how many events in the decathlon? Dick?
10.
10. Is the correct answer 10, 15, or 20, Neil?
I think there's 10.
Neil thinks there's 10. Let's go over to Helen.
There's 10.
There's 10. The decathlon has 10 events. Correct. That means that Neil winds up with four. And Dick buzzed in, winds up with five. Helen winds up with five. And all our players will be taking those valuable spins to the big board to decide who the winner is going to be on Special Up. So do come back. Again, it's time to get serious. We're going to give away some big bucks. We've got 50,000 of those big bucks up there on that board just waiting for you, as well as some prizes. We also have some whammies up there, so don't forget about that little devil. Be careful. The monies we have are Neil at $300, Dick at $1,400, and Helen, you came in first in round one. You have $2,050, so you're going to play last, and this is the final round. Sit back and relax while Neil and Dick fight it out. The player with the least amount of money is Neil at $300. You're going to go first, Neil, with one whammy, four spins. Let's make some money.
I'm ready.
Here we go, champ.
Here we go. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $1,500. From third place to second place. Three spins left, champ.
We're going.
Here we go.
Big bucks. Stop.
Stop. A whammy and his dog. $0, two whammies, two spins, Neil. You can still make a lot of money. Can't do much in third place. Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at the Bahamas. A trip. Six nights. Value of $2,200, Neil, from last place to first place by $150. One spin. Gonna go. $2,200 at stake for Neil. Last spin for him.
Stop.
Stop at $3,000. Oblivion, Neil. You come up to $5,200. $3,000 in the lead. You still have a spin.
We're going.
Go. Oh, Betsy Neil. $5,200 on the line. Oh. $0. Three whammies. No more spins. But the game is not over, Neil. It is not over by a long shot. We're going to go over and talk to Dick with $1,400 and five spins. Dick, are you ready to make
money? I'm ready. Big bucks.
Stop at $1,000. $2,400. And, of course, they keep going. First place.
These some big ones. Big bucks. Stop.
$2,000. There we go. That's $4,400. First place. Three spins left.
Going on.
Gonna go. $4,400 at stake.
Big bucks. Stop.
$1,400. Big gambler, Dick, up to $5,800. Two spins, first place by $3,800.
One more.
For Dick, $1,500. Remember what happened to Neil at $5,200. Stop. $500 and a spin. Same two spins, Dick, up to $6,300. $4,000 more.
One more,
says Dick. $6,300 on the line.
Big bucks. A big one. Stop.
Oh. Played it, Dick, right down to the wire. You got the whammy, but you've got one more spin left. You can do a lot with one spin, Dick. Are you ready? Give Helen a run for her money.
Those big bucks.
Stop at Sebring, Florida. Nice place to stop, Dick. Value of $2,176 from last place to first place for the time being. We're going to go over to Helen now, who has 2,050, one whammy, and five spins. Helen, are you ready? Here we go. Stop at Advanced Two Spaces to $1,000. You're now in first place, Helen. $3,050, about $900 more than Dick. Four spins. Going to go on. $3,050, first place for now. Stop at $1,400. Brings your total up to $4,450, about $2,300 more than Dick. Three spins, $4,450 at stake. Stop at $1,500. Brings you up to $5,950, Helen. Two spins. What are you going to do? Take them or pass them to Dick?
I'm going to pass them.
Take it past to Dick. Take it past to Dick. You probably wanted them anyway. Two spins. You got to take them one at a time. You've got about, $3,800 of catching up to do to get to Helen. Are you ready to get one?
It's a big buck. Big buck.
Stop at a whammy. Oh. There goes the $2,176, Dick. But I tell you, it changes the complexion of the game because... Let me explain. We take the one spin that you have left that was passed, and we move it over to the earn column because you picked up a whammy. You have $0. You have a choice now. You can take this spin yourself in hopes that you pick up some money, or you can pass it to Helen. If she whammies, you all come back. All right? Helen, it's being passed to you. One spin you've got to take. If you avert, it goes over in the pass column. If you avert the whammy, you'll be the champion. If you get a whammy, everybody comes back. Are you ready, Helen?
Ready.
Dick, Neil, a reprieve. Neil, you never know. Stop at $600 and Helen got it. $6,550, Helen. Congratulations. You're the champ for today. We'll be right back to find out exactly what you won right after this. And Helen, today your winnings are all in cash, totaling $6,550. I recall you had five spins in the last round. If we compute spins to dollars, each of those spins is worth over $1,200.
Boy, that's fantastic.
Yes, those spins add up into dollars. Congratulations.
Sure do.
Neil, you're leaving. You didn't make it this time, but you're leaving with $6,300.
That's fine.
You are. Congratulations.
You almost had
a reprieve at the last spin, but you're also living proof that a Bruin and a Trojan can live together in perfect harmony. Congratulations. Nice to have you with us. Thank you. Dick, you played well, didn't make it, but you're not going to be going away empty-handed. We've got some nice prizes for you. I thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Helen, we're going to be seeing you next time. Until then, remember, roses are red, violets are blue. Land on the whammy, he'll land on you. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have, Friday Party contestants. Strawberry Shortcake Riding Slim by Hedstrom. 16-inch bag and Strawberry Shortcake 2, exclusively from Hedstrom. We put fun on wheels. Plus, Kentucky Fried Chicken gift certificates and special thermal bags. Don't forget the fresh made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuits, too, all from Kentucky Fried Chicken. And introducing square trim decorative borders for painted walls. Now you can turn any painted room into a showcase inexpensively. Also, Kiko Man, America's popular soy and teriyaki sauces, enhances the flavor of all kinds of dishes. But that special flair adds quality at Kiko Man. And for delicious homemade ice cream and great frozen yogurt, it's the Waring Ice Cream Parlor from Waring, the original blender people. Also, beat winter's miseries with a Charicol system. Charicol D for cough, Charicol Plus for cough plus head colds. To restore free breathing, use as directed.
The USA Cartoon Express is coming your way with the craziest hound around, Scooby-Doo, followed by the real Ghostbusters. That's